Let us see if I brought my book. The Encyclopedia of Witchcraft and Demonology. This is not my favorite story. In fact, them poor Catholics had it a lot worse than John Wesley's household had it. But as this holiday season, and I probably will keep going after it's over, it only makes me sad is I haven't got the Holy Blood and Holy Grail yet. Now, he had Spohn's King's House 1. Don't cut anybody short unless, you know, if it runs into an hour, tell them you'll call them back. But finish the calls you have and answer the phone, King's House 1. I'm telling ghost stories. Turn the lights down a little bit. Turn the lights down. Make it scary. You scared? The reason I'm reading this one, I want to get it done, so I don't have to leave it anymore, is because it happened to John Wesley's family. Now, rationalism, naturalism, science is ruled out. The supernatural, the extranatural, the preternatural. Everything has a rational explanation. Well, if there's a devil and he's doing it, to recognize that's very rational. In street language, it's just plain smart. Know who your enemy is. Now, I exist to demystify spiritual things, to make the Bible communicate with as much common sense as it was intended to do, and pull the traditions that make void the Word of God aside. That includes worldly traditions as well as church traditions. Now, I'm trying to get your attention on the subject. I started with the Catholic demonologists, and we still got a rag doll full of the devil we haven't figured out. We got poor David in the midst of an exorcism. We left the girl in the Philippines bitten with demons in Biladad prison, if the Manila newspaper stories were correct. We started looking at shamanism. I've only scratched the surface on that. Most of you who know anything about shamanism have probably gotten into Castaneda's books. Carlos Castaneda or Castaneda. It's Spanish, it's Castaneda. The teaching of Don Juan, a Yaqui way of knowledge. The Yaqui. You've got 6 books, a whole bunch of them. Journey, Ixtlan, Tales of Power, Second Ring of Power. I only scratched the surface of the shamans. I didn't even touch some of those stories yet. We've got the mystery of the oracles that I haven't touched. I wanted to get on that before Halloween. This one is the world famous archaeologists reveal the best kept secrets of antiquity. Philip Vandenberg, Delphi, Pleros, Didyma, places that are inexorably mixed with the mystery of destiny. It's just a little sample of his visit to one of them. A hole in the ground, a missing block of stone. We can climb down to Hades, said Descartes. Almost ironically, and added the oil seeker. Naturally couldn't do that, the oracle seeker. This is his guide. A certain diffidence came over me. I felt an oppressive fear. From below came voices, and I could see the top rung of a ladder. Before it could answer the professor, it disappeared through the hole in the ground. I had to follow. Hades, as it was called, was hot and smelled sweet. I had never imagined it like this, a barrel vault built of dressed stone bounded by natural rock at the front and the back. 15 arches bore the load. There was no opening for light, no access other than the hole in the roof. Hades, at this oracle. Many times these biblical words for hell were identified with certain places. In King James, everything's hell. Gehenna was the trash heap where they burned the garbage thrown out of Jerusalem. Jesus would refer to that one. Tartarus was the place where the evil demons were chained. That's another subject. Hades was hot and smelled sweet. I had never imagined it like this. A barrel vault built of dressed stone bounded by natural rock at the front and the back. Hades measured less than 50 feet in length, but it had an air of oppressive force. No human foot in antiquity had trodden this ground. Once the vault had been built more than 2,000 years ago. The earth was spongy and soft and yielded at every step. Blood, the card said as he caught my questioning look. The blood of sacrifices accumulated up to a meter high here. And time turned to humus. So far, I felt just as dizzy and faint as our oil seeker. I asked Dakaris what he had felt when he penetrated this sanctuary for the first time. An archaeologist had dug it up. He was reluctant to answer. The oracles are one of the great mysteries. It'll take me back to the Dogon people when I get on the oracles. It'll take me back to the pyramid. It'll take me back to why they were looking for the golden fleece in that southern shore of the Black Sea. Why were they located where they were? That's another subject. We have so much to have to talk about. And here I am hung up on John Wesley. Why am I doing it? You encounter evidence of the extranatural, preternatural, supernatural on enough different fronts. It's not to be ignored by people who say it couldn't happen, therefore it didn't happen. And just to get the attention of the conservative church, don't forget, good old John Wesley's house had this problem. Reverend Samuel Wesley, his father, a minister. 75 years after John was dead, they published original letters by Reverend John Wesley. And out of all of the documents available, the story of the Epworth poltergeist could be constructed. Now, I left this story last night. I don't want to read it again. With Emily saying, as the family carries on the description, reporting primarily to Samuel, the brother of John, as to what happened. My sister Hetty, who sits always to wait on my father going to bed, was still sitting on the lower step on the garret stairs, the door being shut at her back, when soon after there came down the stairs behind her something like a man in a loose nightgown trailing after him, which made her fly rather than run to me in the nursery. They then got the vicar to come and stay there. Mr. Wesley, Wednesday night, December 26th, I went upstairs and found it, they're calling it now, still knocking. Heard, though with some respite, sometimes under the bed, sometimes at the bed's head. Oh, I skipped ahead. Let's go back where I left off. The next night, your father would get Mr. Hooley, the vicar. I want to skip him, but let's go ahead with him. Most vicars are boring. We'd get Mr. Hooley to lie in our house, and we all sat together till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and heard the knocking as usual. So Sometimes it would make a noise like the winding up of a jack. At other times, as that night Mr. Hooley was with us, like a carpenter planing deals. Now this is a poltergeist making noises. And as you recall, John Wesley's dad didn't believe it. For some 21 days, he didn't hear anything. And he accused the girls or their boyfriends of pulling tricks on the family. But then he began to hear it. He called a vicar. Sometimes he'd make a noise like the winding up of a jack. At other times, as that night Mr. Hooley was with us, like a carpenter planing deals. But most commonly it knocked thrice and stopped, and then thrice again, and so many hours together. You remember the Catholic demonologist pointing out how often it would knock three times? Susanna, the latter end of the night that Mr. Hooley sat up on, I lay in the nursery where it was very violent. I then heard frequent knocks over and under the room where I lay and at the children's bedhead, which was made of boards. It seemed to rap against it very hard and loud so that the bed shook under them. I heard something walk by my bedside, like a man in a long nightgown. The knocks were so loud that Mr. Hooley came out of their chamber to us. The vicar heard them. Mr. Hooley, the vicar. As soon as we were in the kitchen, the sound was above us in the room we had left. We returned up the narrow stairs and heard at the broad stairs head someone slurring, no English word for dragging with their feet. All of the family now being in bed beside us. That's a vicar talking. And then trailing, as it were, and rustling with a silk nightgown. Quickly it was in the nursery at the bed's head, knocking as it had done at first, 3 by 3. Mistress Wesley, we persuaded your father to speak and try if any voice would be heard. One night, about 6 o'clock, he went into the nursery in the dark and at first heard this is John Wesley's dad. We persuaded your father to speak and try if any voice would be heard. One night, about 6 o'clock, he went into the nursery in the dark and at first heard. You don't want me to go on. This is John Wesley's dad. I mean, not only was he a preacher, and they were all in bed with a vicar. He's John Wesley's dad. The founder of Methodism. We persuaded your father to speak and try if any voice would be heard. One night about 6 o'clock, he went into the nursery in the dark and at first heard. Now, John Wesley's dad wouldn't lie to us, would he? Huh? I mean, I haven't believed any of these stories up till now. I mean, you Catholics can believe a Catholic, but I can't believe that story could be true. You Pentecostals can believe a Pentecostal. And you shamans can believe shamans. You Methodists can believe Methodists, but I've just suddenly lost all confidence in old John. I can't believe these stories. There ain't no way. We persuaded your father to speak and try if any voice would be heard. One night, about 6 o'clock, He went into the nursery. And at first, heard. Do you want to know what he heard? 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 So do I. Let's try it again. We're running out of time. We persuaded your father. Do you know this is John Wesley's father? Do you know who John Wesley is? You know what a Methodist is? Well, John started... Yes, we do, it said on the screen. Do you know who John Wesley is? Do you know who and what a Methodist is? Do you know what he heard? See, my engineers are on their toes. We persuaded your father to speak and try if any voice would be heard. One night, about 6 o'clock, he went into the nursery in the dark. It was dark. Dark. And at first, now where there's a firster, there's a seconder. And at first, heard several. That's more than I said last time. Do you want to hear what several was? We persuaded your father to speak and try if any voice would be heard. One night about 6 o'clock, he went into the nursery in the dark and at first heard several. Now, I can't believe Wesley, but Wesley's easier to believe than this thing. I read this thing today 3 times. I mean, I figured I'd get an inspiration from one side of the fence or the other if I read it 3 times. I can't believe this. I can't believe this. The Philadelphia experiment. I introduced that last night. The reason I introduced it was to simply bring up a simple point, 2 simplies. If man could take the formulas of Einstein and through an interplay of field forces, gravitational, electromagnetic, nuclear, produce invisibility and teleportation. Then certainly demons could. Now one of the things I didn't believe most of this demonologist book I was reading. I just couldn't believe this stuff. I got these pictures, I said they gotta be fake. And these pictures gotta be fake. I ain't dummy. I mean, my Lord. I mean, levitation, if I work at it, I think that might happen. I mean, there might be a way to levitate. I mean, I've had some people's breath almost do it to me. But teleportation, now that one just does me in. Yet in the Donovan household, you remember? In Lorraine Warren's presence, Brian Donovan's bedroom doors dematerialized. They were later found on the cellar stairs as photographed. I said, oh, come on. Come on. I mean, your story was pretty credible till you told me that. Then they have these couches. Right here. When this picture was taken, the recreation room sofa cushions had just been dematerialized. A few hours later, they were found in the closet. Ah, come on. Now, you know, levitating lamps, that's hard enough. But this teleportation, now that's the demonologist. The Extraordinary Career of Ed and Lorraine Warren, Gerald Brittle. Now, some strange things we've been reading. Now, old John, I want to believe John. And that his dad heard several. Now, we'll go back to John, because the Methodists are believable. This one I can't believe. No way I can believe this. One day in 1943 at the Philadelphia Navy Yard, something happened. Suddenly, the USS Eldridge, a fully manned destroyer escort, vanished into a green fog. Within seconds, appeared in Norfolk, Virginia. I have people listening to me in Norfolk. And maybe some are going to call me. A fully manned destroyer escort vanished into a green fog. Within seconds, appeared in Norfolk, Virginia, and then reappeared in Philadelphia. Come on. That's a crock. For over 36 years, officials have denied this. Well, I'd be inclined, for the first time in my life, to agree with the bureaucrat. For over 36 years, officials have denied this. Have denied any experimentation to render matter invisible. Have denied the reality of the Philadelphia experiment. If so, why were all the men aboard ship who survived discharged as mentally unfit? Why did a scientific researcher on the project, I was doing better, then all of a sudden I lost it. I was doing fine. As long as Joe was sitting there, it was working. Get yourself back down here, Joe. As soon as he left, it went bad. Teleport yourself down here. If it didn't happen, why were all the men aboard ship who survived discharged as mentally unfit? Huh? Why were identities hidden, documents lost? Well, and why is the amazing evidence of this book found? Now, I'm leaving some people right now. I read this book 3 times today. I'm convinced that something awful strange happened. that touched the fringes of the preternatural and the supernatural and the extranatural. And it's just one more road that leads up to that brink. There's some things out there we don't fully understand. About time we take a look at them intelligently. This book blows me away. And I'm going to try to tie it up in a few words. You got to read it. It couldn't happen. Now, Einstein was not only working on his theory of relativity, both general and special, which totally blew our idea of reality asunder. In the mid-1920s, he was working on the unified field theory. Now, Einstein had, and maybe the relationship here, Einstein had a basic faith in God. He used to say, God did not build this universe on a roll of the dice. I may not quote him directly, but the basic premise of Einstein is that everything in this universe could be reduced to mathematical formula. There was not chaos out there. Now, I might tell you that, and not meaning to offend, if I stay in shamanism, my own personal opinion can be separated from my respect for anyone else's position. But I'm with Einstein and I'm with the Bible. There was order before there was chaos. Jeremiah says God created, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and they were good. They became a waste and a desolation. Chaos is the conscious state to which the shaman or shaman goes, and then it's reordered. Einstein says, no, you go wherever you go in this universe, it can be reduced to order. It may look like chaos, but God didn't build it that way. So he was forever probing every dimension of reality with his mathematical formulas. Now remember this, a black hole is invisible. Captures light. One of the things that leaps out of this so-called Philadelphia experiment was the desire to bend light and create a mirage effect. And it was also part of experiments in magnetic protection to become invisible on a radar screen, and as a defense and a protection against German magnetic mines. In the 1920s, the thesis of this book is, and there's evidence offered, Einstein abandoned his research in unified fields theory. Now, I don't want to make this heavy. For humanitarian reasons. But the evil of Nazi Germany is what released him finally into considering the use of his genius knowledge in weapons of warfare designed to block the Nazi threat. Now, basically, the Philadelphia experiment says, in brief, let me give it to you in brief.
This is the end of side one. For more of the teaching, please turn the tape over for side two. Thank you.